An interesting video made the rounds a few days ago. If it's all that it appears to be, a couple of staffers at the Baltimore office of the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, or ACORN, know just what those folks embarrassed on candid camera felt like. If only, I assume those two staffers are thinking right now, this had been Alan Funt who'd pulled a fast one and then decided not to use the tape. If only, I assume they're thinking right now, they hadn't given what appeared to be, as the Baltimore Sun put it, advice on evading tax laws to a man and woman posing as a pimp and a prostitute. But this wasn't fun-loving Funt, and the videotape indeed appears to show the two ACORN staffers trying to be super helpful in offering advice to those who wish to bring in underage girls from outside the United States to work as prostitutes. Those concerned about the public perception of community outreach organizations probably see great danger in the videotape that's been embraced by certain conservatives. Those who research media law also see great danger because the video pits the use of the hidden camera against the privacy of those videotaped. And today, it's not absolutely clear which side would win. Sure, it's likely that any judge would see news value in such an investigative report, and it's likely that that news value would beat out any arguments made by ACORN staffers that the allegedly independent producers had revealed private information. But there's another part of privacy law that's relevant here. It's a tort known as intrusion into seclusion, and news value isn't supposed to be part of the analysis. When we're in a place where we should reasonably expect privacy, the tort makes it wrong for anyone to invade that privacy by intruding into the space. This is the tort that many media lawyers are worried about right now because today's courts seem to despise hidden cameras, even when the end product, journalism, has news value. A good example of this is a case from California decided a few years ago. There, ABC went undercover and exposed actors' casting workshops. The court ruled that participants in the workshops who'd been taped using hidden cameras had a reasonable expectation that their conversations were not being recorded. The facts involving ACORN are different, but similar enough. The room where the conversation took place, for example, appears to be a small conference room, not a decidedly public area. Now, there's no indication that any privacy lawsuit stemming from the ACORN investigation is pending. But as I write this, reports are that the two staffers shown on the videotape have lost their jobs. Once this blows over a bit, a privacy lawsuit could blow in. And if it does, media lawyers will be watching, and very likely siding with the conservative darlings who revealed ACORN's apparent transgressions. I'm Amy Guida.